Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flowery sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty.
All right, Farmer Greg, how are we going to pack this all into the final segment here?
There you go, man. I always need about 3 hours. First, you know, I just really want to thank you guys for letting me come on. It's been a couple of years now, the fourth Saturday of the month, and chatting about all things edible in the desert. I just really deeply appreciate you giving me that voice. Thanks.
And hopefully to encourage some of our listeners out there to plant and grow their own.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple more things we need to talk about. Fertilizing. There's a couple of different kinds of fertilizing that we do. First, there's granular fertilizing, and we only ever do organic fertilizing. There's a long story behind that that I won't tell right now, but it's really important that we only use organic fertilizers. And so we use a granular fertilizer made out of chicken manure. You can imagine where that might come from. And it gets put in the basin of the tree on underneath the woody mulch in February, April. So let's see, it's Valentine's Day, Tax Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. So four times we do a nice granular organic fertilizer underneath. And then we do a foliar fertilizer that is really, really important these days with the extreme heat. I've noticed this summer and last summer that my trees are struggling like they never have before. Remember, I've been growing fruit trees on my property for 31 years. And the extreme heat is really getting to the trees. So another way is called foliar fertilizing. We use fish and kelp emulsion and humic acid and those kinds of things from High Creations. They're a local company that makes it, and it gets sprayed on the leaves. So that's called foliar fertilizing. So they're taking that foliar fertilizer right in through the leaves and the trunk of the tree. That's super, super important these days with the heat that we have. And then shading. We absolutely need to shade the tree for the first year or two and the ground around the tree. So several ways you can do it. You can pay for shade, which is you put up a shade structure over your tree, or you can grow shade. That's the one I prefer. Plant a nice mesquite or something on the west side of your orchard. So, that, you know, to get that done, you can wrap the trunk with tree wrap. We highly recommend that. Or paint the trunk. That helps. Painting the trunk also helps with borers. So that'll help the tree thrive more. And then a thing I discovered a few years ago was planting a cover crop underneath the tree. Something that is on the same watering system and watering schedule as your fruit trees. So once a month in the winter, twice a month in the summer, we grow sweet potatoes and cowpeas underneath underneath our trees. And that shades the ground. I was in my front yard 3 years ago, and I had one of those temperature guns. I pointed it at the ground. At ground level, in the middle of August at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 140 degrees at ground level. It was 120 degrees, 6 inches down. Underneath the sweet potatoes, it was 89 degrees. That's enough to have your tree survive or not. I know there's a lot to it. In fact, I tell people all the time, if you're going to spend $50 on a tree, you're going to spend at least $50 on supplements and fertilizers and to make sure that you're successful with that tree. So just go into planting a tree knowing that.
So sweet potatoes and what was the other one?
Cowpeas.
Cowpeas.
Yeah, sweet potatoes you can get in most organic sweet potatoes you need to plant in most grocery stores. Cowpeas you have to get from me. That's something I grow and give away with all my fruit
now,
trees.
Are cowpeas edible?
They are when they're small. Mostly they're nitrogen fixers. What I do with them is I let them grow out. And then when they die back in October, November, I just fold them in and that becomes mulch for next year.
Okay. And you put them in salad or?
They're okay to eat. They're more of a cover crop. Cover crops okay. Are nitrogen fixers for the shade and that kind of stuff.
I'll stick with the sweet potatoes then.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you can actually harvest sweet potatoes here in the desert in the fall, and they're great. You can grow sweet potatoes here. Absolutely. I've been doing it for over 20 years.
That was one of our most successful crops.
Yep.
Sweet potatoes.
Exactly.
And it wasn't anything that we started from a seed. We just cut one that we had bought,
yep.
stuck it in a mason jar.
Yep.
Once it sprouted, stuck it in the ground. And
it grew.
We had them huge.
Yep. Yeah. It's that simple. Growing food in the desert is actually really simple if you know what the rules are. If you have guidelines, if you know what the rules are. I've been growing here for over 40 years. I've discovered a lot of that stuff. And we put together my fruit tree education program, and we do a launch the first Saturday. Actually, this year, it's the second Saturday of September. It's going to be online this year. So we're actually doing 4 hours of fruit tree education on September 12th. You can find out more about that at fruittrees.org. That's my main website for the fruit tree program. And we'll have Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery on, and several local celebrities and me talking about how to be successful with your fruit trees and going more in depth than all that we've talked about today.
And as we wrap up the final 30 seconds, talk about all the different types of fruit trees you could plant.
Oh my gosh. Apples, there's 2 different varieties. Peaches, about 10 different varieties. Apricots, plums, jujubes, figs, pomegranates, grapes, mulberries. Oh my God, mulberries do so good here. And then citrus, you know, whatever citrus you want to grow. Grow some fruit trees, man.
Farmer Greg, thanks for spending your Saturday morning. UrbanFarm.org or .com?
.org.
.org, okay. UrbanFarm.org.
And fruittrees.org.